the devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom getting a little hoarse, and I didn't even go to the parade and scream and yell for Tony to flex. Flex it out, Tony. Dom, we're expecting a fine guest to join us very shortly. His name, Jake Schnell. He is a comedian. And the event, the Madison Comedy Festival. And we are sponsor partners, promotional partners of the Madison Comedy Week. It's coming soon, folks. Let me tell you a little something about it. The Madison Comedy Week is August 1st through 8th. And there's going to be like 80 live shows here in the city of Madison.
Oh,
comedy
damn.
Shows. Yeah, nice. Yeah, lots of shows. So let me see if I can give you a little bit of information from the website. Sunday, August 1st, 7 p.m. at the Burr Oak. That's when the big festival, I guess it kicks off at 7 p.m. on Sunday, August 1st. But they got comedy events each and every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They got lots of venues. They've got lots of comedians and lots of ways to go out and have a good time, especially for our vaccinated friends, Dom. And we here at Devil Radio, we're part of the sponsorship. We're part of the promotion. Jake, come on in, man. Put on those headphones. Join us at the microphone. My buddy Dominic in Milwaukee. We got Jake joining us here in studio.
Hey.
Let me turn on a mic. Jake, welcome to the big show.
How you doing, y'all?
Hey,
sorry,
Jake.
I'm late. Thank you for your patience.
Well, you know, better late than never. That's what we tell Dom.
Did you see me hop out of my car right there and run in here?
I did. Yeah. I did. I saw that and I was like, oh, that might be our guest.
Hopefully there's a backup
radio. You just got to roll with it.
The angle I looked at, it seemed like you were the one driving when you got out.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, dude, you got to close your door because you didn't, like, the door was open and then you ran out. But the other person, you know, drove you.
Jake, I'll give you this. You're in better shape than I because you ran up the stairs. You're barely winded, sir.
Oh, you know, I got to keep in shape. You'll see my better half coming in here. She's 8 years older than me and can run in circles around me. So
you didn't have to tell us any of that. But, Jake, we'll look forward to meeting her. Let's talk about the Madison Comedy Week 2021. It's back, baby.
It's back. Yeah.
And that's exciting.
Stoked. It's awesome. I mean, everyone's getting really excited about it. We have 27 shows over 8 days with two headlining series events that are partnered with the Sessions at McPike Park. And that's like our flagship sponsorship every year. They pay us to get in some really good headliners. And then luckily, you know, just working in Madison and being able to tour and stuff, I've met a lot of people that will do it. So.
Now, I exaggerated the number of shows. I said it was like 80. Is it like 80 comedians? Where did I come up with 80 from?
Yeah, it's 100 comedians.
Wow.
That we've sourced over the last couple years because we rolled over all of our submissions to the 2020 mm-hmm. festival into this year. So we have about 100 comedians doing stuff, which is crazy.
And it's all week long. It begins Sunday, August 1st, and it runs Correct. Through the 8th. Mm-hmm. So 28 shows. Let's talk about the venues for just a minute. What venues are involved in this big Madison Comedy Fest?
So we start off on the 1st at the Burr Oak, which is over on Winnebago Street, just the near east side of Madison, right off of East Washington. And they're hosting 9 of our shows throughout the festival. So the first 3 days are at the Burr Oak, and then the last day is at the Burr Oak. And then we also have 2 nights at Comedy on State. We have a night at Quality CBD. We're doing a couple pop-up things around. And then our other home-based venue is the Rigby, which is on Main Street downtown. They're also doing 9 of our shows.
What night are you guys at Quality CBD? I'm also doing a live show at Quality CBD Thursday, August 5th. I'll be there. When's the comedy event there?
The comedy event there is on the 7th at 4:20 p.m. for no reason.
Ah, perfect.
Ironic. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest joining me. He has joined me here in studio. He's Jake Schnell. He's a comedian in his own right, and he is here representing the Madison Comedy Festival, a big event. It was missed. But how long has this event been going on? This is what, 3 times you've had the event, the actual event?
Yeah, so we started in 2018, and we arranged the festival, me and another comic in town, Cynthia Marie. She came to me with the idea of doing a festival at one venue for like 4 days, and I was like, let's do that. plus all the awesome shows that happen around town, plus a couple nights at the club. And then I also got asked to book the sessions at McPike Park. I was like, if we combine all that, we can make one hell of a comedy festival. So
Jake,
we decided to do that.
Don't want you to give away all the secret sauce, but what's the trick to being funny? Because my buddy Dominic really could use some tips.
Well, Dominic, I don't know.
Please tell me.
I think if I could boil it down to anything, it would have to be authentic. Like, if you're in the line of work of comedy, people want to hear some authentic expression. You know, people groan at things that are like, you know, like a dad joke. It's funny, right? But it's a formulaic thing. People want to hear about the individual. It has to be born of who you are as a person, and you have to have a unique contribution to that kind of thing in order for it to really stand out or connect with the audience. So I think connection, authenticity, and then actual, like, enjoyment. Like, you have to have the intention of spreading joy in the room and making everyone have a good time. And if you can do those things, then usually you have a pretty good shot up there.
Jake, how does gesticulation factor in? I like to keep my arms moving, you know, kind of like the blow up dolls. So you see them next to the tire sales occasionally.
The wacky tacky stuff.
Yeah, I like to go on stage and wave my arms. Does that make me funny?
Well, hey, if that's
funny looking,
if that's an authentic expression of your sense of humor, I think so, right? Like, I know people that stand still and do one-liners that are really clever and they work. And then you see somebody like a Brian Regan who, like, lurches around the stage and he's super physical and he kind of moves around and has this little saunter about him. And that works for him, right? Because he's able to kind of embody that authentically. So, yeah, I mean, there's no real rules. And that's kind of the cool, that's the beauty of the profession. There's no real rules. You have to make your own way about it, and you get all the glory and all the blame. So if it sucks, well,
that's on you.
It's you to blame. And if it's awesome, you get to feel good about it for a little while until your next big risk taking of getting on stage again.
You know, I had the opportunity to MC a comedy event before the pandemic, and this was like the beginning of March of, I guess, whatever it was, last year, the year before, whenever we shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Behrens was the headliner, and he's a funny guy, the Man to Walk Minute
funny.
Guy. And I got up there and talking about poor choices in comedy. I was doing COVID material. I was telling COVID jokes. Like, you folks are
in
brave
March?
For being out here.
Yeah, March a year ago.
2 weeks before the entire society shut down.
Nothing like inciting fear to a room full of people trying to have fun.
It was a country spot. Nobody cared. They all got it eventually anyways.
Yeah, right.
Jake Schnell, a fine guest here in studio. He's a comedian, and he is representing Madison Comedy Festival. And that big
Madison
event,
Comedy Week.
Madison Comedy Week.
A
my
festival.
Bad.
That's all good.
I found you on Google. I Googled it, and, you know, there are so many shows. But let's talk about some of the comedians. Who are the names? Who might I want to go see? And can I still get tickets for the big names?
Our two biggest shows are Kevin Bozeman on the August 6th at the Sessions at McPike Park, and then Mary Mack August 7th at the same. It's in the Chicory Acoustic Stage at the Sessions. Those are actually free shows.
Nice.
So those are just like,
I like the price.
Yep. And so those are like, you know, that's a thing Bob Queen over at the Sessions at McPike Park, he sort of sponsors us to be able to facilitate that for him, because comedy is such a weird world where, like, even if you're producing a festival for 30 years, which he has, you know, it's still, you have to have someone that knows comedy to get the right people in. So you have to find people who are a fit. And then locally we have, like, all the Madison's Funniest Winners from the last, like, 8 years are in it. Madison has a really surprisingly great comedy scene with people that, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen a lot of people get on a lot of big stages, get out and be able to tour in bigger cities. And like my partner, Natasha Pearl Hansen, she's also a comedian and producer of the festival. And she's also like a bigger name comic that's here in Madison now for a while. So there's all kinds of great stuff. I would recommend people check out the show.
You guys are way too fit for comedy.
We get it a lot. Yeah, especially her. I mean, she's like a...
What do you mean?
Comedy's not supposed to be for good-looking people. It's
Joe
to be
Piscopo,
for-
man. Joe Piscopo was jacked, and he's funny.
Yeah, Carrot Top, but, you know, less funny.
Carrot Top got jacked after.
You don't have to be down and out and miserable to be funny, you know? We like to challenge that.
It totally helps, though.
I'd like to think it helps.
It helps a little bit if you want to be, you know, sad sacking it, but
get that cynical edge on your shoulder, chip on your shoulder.
You'd be surprised at how often I invite the audience to laugh at myself. So it's you know, you still maybe even more so. I'm a little bit more self-deprecating just to put people at ease and be disarmingly cheeky.
See my six pack, isn't it funny? Ha 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 ha!
Folks,
you got to come out to a show.
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Jake Snell. He's a comedian. He's with the Madison Comedy Week, and we appreciate him coming around. Jake, I got to ask you. I think of like you know, comedians as I was growing up, and my first recollection with guys like Richard Pryor and George Carlin. I used to listen to like Dr. Demento Radio, and he'd have on some of these cats. And then, of course, we go forward with like Eddie Murphy. I remember Gallagher, you know, blasting the watermelons, those kinds. And I start thinking about the different kind of genres of comedy, you know, the different shticks that they would do. Obviously, there's, you know, guys like Carlin, philosophical, political stuff. And
right.
Gallagher's just busting stuff up on stage. Still funny stuff, but, you know, different styles. How did you get into it, Jake? And who were some of the comedians that you think really, really propped up the industry?
So that's a great question, because I think like when you talk about guys like that, it used to be like in its earlier days of like the evolution of like the first like big boom of stand-up comedy in the States, like there were still a lot of options. There were still a lot of things that haven't been done. You didn't have a guy like Mitch Hedberg yet when Mitch Hedberg came out, right? Now you have 600 of them. You didn't have a guy like Richard Pryor when Richard Pryor came out. You didn't have a Carlin already. So it was nice, those kind of like those trailblazers that came and did that. And then when I started, it was like, you know, you have to get out there and realize what people are doing, realize what people aren't doing. And that's the lane that you take, is the stuff that you can contribute uniquely to comedy.
Just want to bring up that this today is the anniversary of Carlin being kicked out of Summerfest for doing the...
Wasn't he arrested at Summerfest?
Yeah, he was arrested at Summerfest. And they played the entire routine during the trial, and the charges were eventually dropped. But that gave notoriety for both Summerfest and Carlin.
Yeah. So, Jake, do you do Filthy? Do you do Blue?
I work Blue sometimes. I like to
harder or easier.
The distinction of that for me is that I try not to be unpleasant about it. So I'm not doing shock value stuff. If I mention something that's a Blue topic, I want to have a unique and thoughtful take on it that isn't just like, oh, he said XYZ gross thing. It's like you have to provide a unique perspective as to why I brought it up in the first place, and then hopefully make it worth having listened to that and gone there with me.
Do you remember your first experience on stage as a quote-unquote stand-up comedian, be it professional or amateur night?
Yeah, actually.
What was that like? A little terrifying?
My first set at Comedy on State, I was super nervous, and it was one of those situations where like I was so nervous that when I actually got on stage, the nerves actually fueled it. And then when I got that first payoff of that laugh, I was like, oh, cool, like I can do this. And then I started getting people asking me to do stuff here and there. And like a couple months later, I got to open with 10 minutes of stand-up at Orpheum Theater for like an a cappella show that was like sold out. And so...
That's a big room.
It was just like right away I was doing a 2,000-seater, and I was like, oh. And then you like, even though that went very well because I just roasted the people that everyone's there to see, it's like... you know, you realize, you look back a year and you go, I sucked. I was not good. I was not good yet. But hopefully you're able to do that every year as you keep growing. So
yeah.
I find it helps to have a strong sense of self-esteem.
Yeah, right?
Jake, Madison Comedy Week, it kicks off August 1st. We are promotional sponsor partners. We're looking forward to the big event.
Yeah.
How can people get tickets? How can they sign up to see their favorite comedians?
So our show calendar is listed on madisoncomedyweek.net, and then if you click on the show calendar on our homepage, you go right to our Eventbrite page where all of our ticket links are available. And like, so Comedy on State doesn't sell tickets, they do the door. Pursuit of Happiness Sessions is also a free show. There's some stuff that doesn't need ticket sales. But other than that, our Eventbrite page, Facebook, Instagram, madisoncomedyweek.net.
Jake, we'll check back in with you. Madison Comedy Week, looking forward to it, begins August 1st. We'll tell you more about it. Come back, more Devils. This show ain't done yet.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
You cannot say filth, flarn, filth, flarn, filth in front of people.